For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks joins us in a bit. Jordan Mailata will join us at 4 o'clock. Now joining us, as he does every week, normally it's going to be on Monday, but today it is on Tuesday, Donovan McNabb to talk about the game, to talk about Jalen's performance. Speaking of Jalen, Donovan, what was like your overall take on the game? The goods, the bads, everything.
Well, it looked like a team that didn't play in the preseason. You know, a lot of weapons. I thought the play calling at times was sufficient. It was right on time. I thought, you know, obviously utilizing Saquon and AJ and Dallas were kind of what we needed in order to be successful. I think the positives of it all is obviously we could see where this offense can go even when we're not at our best, and then where it can be when we are our best. I think Jalen, he can tell you himself, there are a lot of throws that he would love to have back. Too many turnovers, quarterback center exchange, to trying to be somewhat of the hero, trying to make the miraculous play instead of just making the easy play. And for a quarterback, we all kind of get caught up in that situation when the game is going. But I think for Jalen, it will be an opportunity for him to sit and learn from it and know what he actually has and now can kind of clean it up as we go forward.
Take us into the mind of the QB. And yeah. I guess when you're in that position, and it's a instinctual type thing as well, but balancing when are you trying to make a play and trust your abilities versus when you know you shouldn't try to make the play. Like, how difficult can that be at times for a quarterback?
You know, it kind of compares to almost the basketball player where, you know, you're going through the course of the game, it's going back and forth. You know, you hit a couple buckets, they come down and knock down a three or two, you talk a little bit of trash, the energy level's high, you're down by two. And all of a sudden, instead of getting to the basket, you shoot that three. And then they come down to score. You come back. You think you gotta kind of make that big-time bucket. And it's like, just take the easy one and let the chips fall where they may as it continues to go on. And I think for a quarterback, we get in a situation where we dial up a play and we get our rhythm going where the chains are moving. And then you're looking for that explosive play. Instead of continuously to move the chains and be methodical, you see the coverage that you expect for that big play. But it's one key factor in that is you're reading that safety, and that safety tries to play the game, and all of a sudden you think you had a big post and he drops on you, and you still are in the act of throwing it because you've seen it, you read it, you think it's there, and all of a sudden it's a pick, or he drops it. Now you got to work your way back of, okay, now let's get back into the groove, and it's kind of hard to do it for quarterbacks. You got to be in mode. You got to stay in mode of just taking what the defense is giving you, which it can be boring at times, but you still kind of have to stay into that mentality until it presents itself to get that big play. You could miss that big play, but if you don't and you hit it, it's such a great play and a great momentum changer. But we all know if you throw that interception or whatever it may be, That just kind of ruins that whole series and that whole drive, and now you got to start back over again.
It looked like there were a couple of situations, specifically the interception he threw in the end zone, the ball that he threw to AJ.
Correct.
He left the pocket when it didn't look like he needed to leave the pocket. If he had just sort of stepped up, AJ was open earlier in the play. Why? Obviously, you're not in his head, but what would be a reason for him to sort of run out to the right when he doesn't need to, when the offensive line's giving him a good pocket?
You know, I'm not going to just pick Jalen out. I'm seeing that across the league, to be honest with you.
Interesting.
I'm seeing a lot of the quarterbacks throwing off of their back foot, fadeaway throws, No one's putting their foot down, driving the ball. I'm seeing a float in the pocket, which, you know, instead of just pocket movement and finding the gap and sliding and pushing up in the pocket and delivering the ball, I'm seeing the floating back another 5 yards to running up in toward the line of scrimmage and still looking downfield where they're in the pocket probably about five to five and a half seconds instead of just getting back and letting that ball go in 1.5 to possibly 2 seconds. So I wouldn't say it's just Jalen, but then I, you know, you look back on it on that particular play, my initially thought from a quarterback standpoint was you got outside the pocket, just go and take the yards, move, you know, whatever it may be, 5 to 8 yards and go to the next play. In those situations for quarterbacks, they're looking for that big play. And it goes back to what I was saying. You're looking for that big play where all of a sudden color flashes in front of your eyes. You see them open, but then you tend to forget that other key factor of that defender now running in front of him to pick it off.
Yeah, he had some plays I'm pretty sure he wants back. Certainly has to improve his decision-making if this team is going to get where they want to go. We ultimately believe he can do that. What are some of the other things when you look at the offense and how they sort of operated Friday night in that game? There were some good things as well. So what are some of those things that you saw that you were sort of encouraged by?
Well, I mean, Saquon being Saquon, you know what I mean? Where I think that was, even though I think people kind of were looking for us to get giant Saquon before the injury, did we really expect it to explode like that in the first game? No. But it did. And I think a lot of it, too, is what we talked about, I would say, before the game. Of, you know, with the weapons that you have, if you're able to dial up different plays to get everybody involved, then the running game now begins to open up even more. And linebackers are dropping back in their 7-on-7 drops, sitting at 8 yards. You know, then you got safeties are dropping back at 12, corners are looking inside, and all of a sudden you see Saquon find a hole, and he takes that now 12 yards. And then the next play, it's a play action. Then you hit your outside receivers, and then Dallas gets involved. And, you know, then you're rotating guys, and all of a sudden now Saquon gets that other opportunity, and it's like, boom, touchdown, he finds himself in the end zone. So I was shocked from offensive standpoint because Kellen Moore is not known for running the football. And remember, we talked about how he's going to include Saquon in the running game and be able to utilize that consistently to open up more of the passing game. Well, it definitely happened. And so I was impressed by that. I was impressed by us getting Dallas involved. And then obviously, you know, you take away those mistakes offensively, I would say, you know, it was an impressive performance in the first game. Now what can we do to kind of build off of it?
You know, you mentioned the run game sort of making the passing game easier. One thing they tried a little bit and they seemed to struggle was Jalen under center, which makes it a little bit easier to run a believable play action with Saquon.
Right.
Do you think that's something that can develop as the season goes on, or is there something about Jalen as a his skill set or however he plays quarterback that makes being under center more difficult for him?
Well, this is the thing, and I'm so glad you brought that up. When you look across the league, how many quarterbacks do you see under center?
Not a ton.
Not a lot, correct?
Not a ton, yep.
Right, because this is the thing, is now we've moved to the shotgun era where everybody wants to sit in the shotgun and all of a sudden their footwork is terrible and they're late on throws. They're holding the ball. Now they're trying to gun it through windows instead of the anticipatory throws. And the anticipatory throws go all the way back to back before offense when I played, that West Coast, traditional West Coast offense. And so once I came in the league, everybody was on the center. There was play action. It was the I formation. You know, you were still in probably 21's grouping, which for 21's, people need to understand that that's, you know, usually when you have a traditional fullback. Or if you're an 11th grouping, where now that's kind of what you're seeing with the one tight end and the one running back. But now I think it's important for Jalen to learn how to play from under center. You know, because you learn how to play from under center, you go with your pre-snap read, you're seeing your front, your coverage. Now all of a sudden you go through your cadence and people are moving, you're starting to understand that he and the center are on the same page, reading out safeties and linebackers in case they got to change the call. Now you turn around and hand the ball off to the running back, where now linebackers have to really read their keys to see if it's run or pass. And so for Jalen, now that opens up a lot more different things, because as he now pulls the ball and looks back at his post-snap read, he's seeing safeties and how they adjust. He's seeing linebackers if they're blitzing. He's seeing read number four a week or four strong for blitzes. And so I just think that's an added dimension to this offense that they really need to enhance for him playing under center. Well, the quarterback center ball exchange has to be better, which I think it will. But I think playing on the center is going to be such a key factor in this offense.
I just want to tie together one thing to something we talked about at the beginning, because I'm watching Brock Purdy last night. And Brock Purdy and Jalen Hurts are different quarterbacks. But one thing that's similar is that publicly a lot of people give a lot of their credit to the success of them to the players around them. Oh, you have these weapons, you have those weapons. Does it make it more difficult, do you think, for a quarterback who publicly everybody's giving credit to the players around them rather than them, to sort of stay within themselves and do those things that you're saying, make the plays that are there? Or do you think it creates other pressure for the quarterback to go out there and go, no, I can do just as much as they are. Like, I'm just as important as they.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to add to that. It's going to be a little bit, it's going to be more of the play caller and the play caller having the trust of his players, meaning his quarterback and the supporting cast, to be able to execute it when called. And so I think that coordinator to quarterback kind of communication has to be on point enough where I know what he's thinking when he calls the play. And he has to have that trust that whatever play I may call, if they give us something different, that he'll be able to have the answer to their question. And so I look at it in the sense of the comparison between San Francisco with Kyle Shanahan, or whoever his play caller may be, because Kyle's usually called to play, and Brock Purdy. Well, yes, they have talent all across the board when you look at them, but so do we. But then it also goes to that relationship that he has with Brock, that he's built since Brock came in as the backup. Now he's the starter, where what we've seen all year last year now start to enhance. Will we build that kind of rapport with Kellen Moore and Jalen with what we have? That's kind of going to be the question for me that you brought it up. Because if they build that rapport between the two, you'll see Jalen have a Dak Prescott kind of year where he puts up good, great numbers.
Mm. We certainly are looking forward to that, man. When you look at next week, right, listen, after this first week.
Then we get on the defense, though.
Yeah.
Well, listen, hey, listen, we can talk about the D, but we got you here, so we might as well get your thoughts on what everybody's talking about around here, which usually is our offense. But you got some thoughts on the D? What'd you like about the defense, man? They made some plays, and actually, we turned the ball over early in the game, but the defense, yeah. I thought they did a great job of holding Green Bay to field goals, which allowed us to sort of get back in the game. How'd you think the defense played?
I would say from our first showing, much better than what we've seen in our last 7 weeks. Remember last year we talked about the interior part of our defense, that being so much of a problem for us. I thought we've shown some signs of cleaning that up. Can it be consistent, even though we gave up some yards versus Green Bay, and then there were more opportunities that Jordan Love just didn't take advantage of, and Green Bay. So I just look at it in the sense of it was a good start for our defense. Our offense put them in tough situations early, and I thought our defense did a great job. Now I want to see us create more pressure from our front seven to take a little pressure off of our secondary.
All right, Donovan. Appreciate your time, man. Look forward to talking to you next week. Oh, quick question, actually. So,
you know,
Ike calls you Five, and it drives my father crazy because your name is Donovan. Now, I didn't play with you, but can I call you 5-2 just so we can piss him off? No, I can't because I didn't play with him.
Wait,
Ike's saying no.
He didn't earn that respect.
I'm just messing with him. I'm messing with him. No, that's up to five.
I think it would be funny if we both annoy him just by calling you Five.
We're just calling you Five from here on out.
Annoy your dad?
Yes.
No, please don't. Please don't annoy your dad.
All right,
but
man.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Thank you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, broski.
All right, cool.
So Donovan says that I can call him Five, but he doesn't want to do it specifically to annoy my father because I don't think he wants to deal with that.
Yeah, he remembers Howard.
Yeah, for sure. So thank you, Donovan. Elliot Shore Parks with us, back from Brazil, brought to you by Groundworks. Don't let a weak foundation sack your home's value. Schedule a free inspection at groundworks.com. Part of me, you know, I love you, Elliot. Part of me was hoping you would end up in a Brazilian prison.
I know you were, trust me.
For content, you know.
But look, it's all about the content.
For the show.
Exactly. Look, and for your show specifically, to be clear. If I was going to get arrested, I was going to make sure it was between 2 and 6.
Yes.
I mean, Brazil was unbelievable. Fans of Philly crushed it, but it's good to be back. Good to, you know, see you guys. Got the game on Monday, so happy to be back.
I mean, it was a long flight, you know.
Yeah, it was. 10 hours. It was a long work trip, for sure.
Long work trip.
It was a lot.
Enjoyed the pictures and the photos.
Thank you, man.
I didn't see a ton of, like, work pictures.
Look, a lot of that was hanging with Eagles fans, which was a ton of fun. Up to almost 8,000 followers on Threads.
At
Elliot Shore Parks. Had my big CBS Sports News hit about Threads, so.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was on the CBS, like, national Sunday morning show or whatever.
Talking about threads. Because you were in Brazil and you couldn't use Twitter.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
At Elliot Shore Parks.
I'm not on threads.
No one's on threads. Yeah, Elliot's a shill for Mark Zuckerberg.
Next big thing.
Yeah. So, I guess, because we only have a few minutes here, but we have the rest of the hour with you. Now that we should just do the big thing up top, especially because we just talked to Donovan about it. Now that you've had a few days to sit on it, Jalen's performance.
Oh, God.
What?
You've just been out of control today, man.
What? Oh, really?
I've let several go today already.
You guys have definitely widened the net as a pause.
So. Yeah. Ike's lucky that Donovan didn't say pause when he said this in the interview.
We can talk about the D.
Come on, man.
Play it again.
We can talk about the D.
That's a good one. That's a keeper on the drop board.
Don't encourage him.
So,
go ahead, bro.
Jalen's performance. Yeah. The big picture. Where are you at? More good or more bad?
I mean, I was shocked how bad he was because I do believe that in training camp he looked like a different quarterback. I thought in training camp he looked like the quarterback that they needed, which was smart with the ball, taking what was there. So I did not expect at all for him to come out and look like the exact same quarterback as last year. He was better against the blitz, which is noteworthy, and that is an improvement. But he once again had turnover issues, which is becoming all too common with him. I thought he left some clean pockets a lot and like rolled out to the side, which was a bad habit he got into last year. And those are the two things he can't do. I mean, Ike, I'll say it. Like, I was wrong about the offensive line. The offensive line was better than I expected. But it kind of didn't matter because Jalen kept escaping clean pockets. And for as lucky as he was to only have the 2 turnovers, he almost threw the game away on that final drive. So I still stick with it where offensive line, defensive line, Jalen, and I left that game feeling worse about 2 of them and ironically better about the offensive line.
So here's the leave it for us to not necessarily be completely satisfied with the W, but rightfully so. But I think even with Jalen's play, a lot of us want to be able to focus on how well they did against the blitz. We talk so much about the blitz all offseason, and if he doesn't pick up the blitz and all this stuff. We did this ad nauseum this offseason. And to his credit, to Kellen Moore's credit, to the offensive line's credit, they did a tremendous job against the blitz.
They did.
They had the number one QB rating against the blitz.
To the point where the Packers kind of stopped. Like, they did it early, and then they didn't do it.
That's what happens with blitzing.
100%.
When you pick it up, coaches will back off. They will stop doing it. But we can't even focus on that yet because the other thing is still there. The bad decision making, the turnovers, and it can't be ignored. Like, it can't be ignored. I understand people want you to praise him for some of these other things that he did well, and his resiliency, and he battled back, and he made. But like Elliot just said, on the last drive, the game winning drive, he almost threw the game away. Then,
if not for AJ,
yes,
and the throw,
and fumbled it too. I mean, it was Saquon.
Yeah, that's Cam somewhat too. But to your point about the near throw to AJ, if you watch that play, it looks like everybody expected him to hand it off to Kenny Gainwell. I mean, Juergens is 5 yards down the field. It's clearly run blocking if you look at it. And he throws it right to Jair Alexander, right to him. And AJ blocks it away and becomes non-interception. Now, to Jalen's credit, he made big plays on that drive. He made big running plays. He had a few really nice completions to Devontae. And that matters. But ultimately, they won that game more despite of him than because of him. Now, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's still a win. But it feels like it's been a long time since we all did a show, and it was they won and Jalen was awesome. Just feels like it's been a long time since that happened. The Buffalo game would be it. But outside of that, I mean, in his last 10 games, he's had a quarterback rating over 100 twice, and they've lost both of those games. Mm. So just too often, we come in the day after a game, and it's explaining, actually, well, they actually did look good when you think about it. Like, it's time for the Eagles just to start looking good, and where we can leave a game and say, Jalen was good, the offense was good, the defense was good. Doesn't mean you have to win by 28 points, but too often now with this team, and it was a continuation on Friday, yeah, they win. But we all can see with our eyes, they just didn't look impressive.
Well, and that's not a formula for success. The Eagles, if they're being honest with themselves, and I'm assuming they are, I don't pay as much attention to what's being said publicly, because you should present a united front. You got each other's back. You're in support. You're happy that you got the win. But behind closed doors, these things ought to be legitimate concerns when you talk about formulas for success. You don't turn the ball over twice in your red zone and not give up two touchdowns. So they were fortunate there. The defense bailed them out there, right?
Bailed them out after the interception in the end zone to AJ. Because remember, the Packers got all the way down into the red zone, and I think it was Moro Ojomo got pressure on Jordan Love. He throws it away on third down, and it's a field goal, not a touchdown. So the defense was, as good as Saquon and AJ were, the defense was the better unit, in my opinion.
And those turnovers took away... It gave the Packers two opportunities to score, and it took away an Eagles opportunity to score, where you had guaranteed points, as guaranteed as you can be with Jake Elliott with a field goal there down in that area.
Well, the other thing, too, so, and we did a lot of this last year, it's okay to win ugly. You just can't win ugly every single week.
It's hard to do. Yeah,
I mean, good teams win ugly, but what's the issue with the Eagles is they're not putting together performances where it's impressive. So you have to do that in addition to winning ugly games.
So we'll talk next about, we know what happened. We'll talk next about the why. And I actually want to compare Jalen with another quarterback. We talked about it briefly with Donovan just a few minutes ago. And we'll also talk about the other unit that Elliot said he was not impressed with, and that is the defensive line. Yeah. You said you had a question about offensive line, defensive line, and as I said,
the whole offseason, the offensive line was the best of the
three. Yeah, that's
so
what
it was awesome
always
to see Mekhi backed in. I mean, taking a guard at 22, could you imagine?
Like, yeah.
It was, yeah.
What a wasted pick, right?
Yeah, exactly. And Quinyon, by the way.
Yeah.
Quinyon was pretty good.
Pretty good.
So that is all next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Yes, sir.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.